Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We are broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is January 30th, 2020. The world is in turmoil. Most don't realize that, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message. Phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. And an emergency. My cell phone number is 316-649-4886. Text me first because of all the robocalls. You can always find updates and breaking news, the Wichita Mission Church radio program archives, contact information, everything in our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. Remember, we're a national satellite radio program which is simulcast live on the net, internationally. It's live on YouTube, Sunbamp, and so pray about supporting airtime. On another note, got a new list. Thank our listener base. It's worldwide in places like Zurich, Switzerland, Damascus, Syria, Skopje, Macedonia. My wife couldn't even say that one. Anyway, and of course, cities in the United States, such as Seattle, Washington, Plano, Texas, Cincinnati, Ohio, and of course, Wichita, Kansas. Beat everybody by listing. By being the largest group of listeners for our radio programs, go to podcast later tonight. Last week, they were outdone in Belgium. Anyway, follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now, prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, I pray. Father, I just pray this radio program goes as you want it to go, Father, and not as we want it to go. Give everyone out their ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father, and your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, mighty name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, folks, we're really glad to have back on with us. He's a longtime friend and a mentor who's helped us get started in the ministry way back in the 90s. I'm talking about Stan Johnson, who with his wife founded the Prophecy Club and the Spirit of Prophecy Church. Stan has been studying prophecy for 40 years, teaching it for 30 years, which qualifies him for doing his daily radio programs for 25 years. He's hosted over 160 speakers. He's made 336 DVDs, all on Bible prophecy. Personally, he's recorded 37 prophecy DVDs, and I'm not sure that that hasn't went up. He's also memorized the book of Revelation. You imagine that, memorizing the whole book of Revelation. A man clearly of many hats. He's also the president and CEO of Prophetic Oil Incorporated, whose goal it is to find the prophesied oil in Israel. Tonight, he has a really important message for us that's timely because of this new, the New Deal by President Trump. Welcome, Stan. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, it's always a joy. Always a joy.
Okay, so tonight's topic is going to be the deal of the century, or Trump's Middle East peace plan, and how that fits into Bible prophecy. There's an old saying that says, tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. So that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to talk about this peace plan. This is the biggest fulfillment in Bible prophecy, perhaps even in our lifetime, but without a question, in the last 18 years. It's really big, and unless you understand what's going on, it's probably going to sneak right by you, especially with all the impeachment stuff going on. It's going to sneak right by you. You won't see just how powerful it is. So, our first question to get us started, I'm going to ask everyone listening, if God were to decide to speak to his people in America, how would he do it? And we saw how God has spoken to Israel in the past, several different times, several different ways, sometimes not so nice. But if God were to speak to America, the people, his people in America, how would he do it? It's not going to be running an ad in the New York Times. He's probably not going to be speaking audibly to all of the pastors. How would he do it? Well, here's how he did it. A fellow by the name of Dmitry Dudeman had smuggled Bibles into Romania and Russia for 30 years, and many times the angels would come to him and tell him how to smuggle the Bibles through into these various countries. Well, there was a test. He had to go through a test, but what God was about to give him was a message for America. But he's not going to hand a big message like that over until he's tested him. Tested him harshly. Tested him more harshly than he did Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and almost as hard as he did John the Revelator. What happened? So, essentially, the real short story is this. They arrested Dmitry. They couldn't find the Bibles, but they put him through 5 months of torture, all kinds of tortures, which culminated in them putting him on the electric chair. They came in to him and said, Dmitry, come here, we want to show you something. So he took me into another room, and I saw a very unusual-looking chair. And they said, you see that chair? We brought that all the way from Germany just for you. You're going to die in that chair unless you tell us how you get the Bibles through. He said, even if I die, I have nothing to sell you. So they put him on the electric chairs, turned the electricity on, and they couldn't kill him. Not once, but twice. So as the electricity is going through his body, he's sitting there jerking all over, and about that time, the whole room lights up with white light. There's the angel Gabriel and said, Dmitry, look at me. He said, so I'm sitting there with this electricity going all through me. There's an angel in the room telling me to look at him. He said, it was so bright, so hard for me to look at him, but I looked up. He said, Dmitry, you're not going to die. Plead the blood of Jesus. He said, you're going to America to give them a message from God. So he started saying, Singula Luisus, Singula Luisus, which is Romanian for blood of Jesus. They couldn't kill him. Not once, but twice. They put him on the electric chair twice, couldn't kill him. All of his teeth fell out the next morning when he woke up. In other words, it killed all the roots in his teeth. Oh, we want to hear from God, but do we want to hear from God and have to go through that kind of punishment? I mean, John the Revelator was boiled in oil, and he was so ugly they banned him to the Isle of Patmos. That's where he got the book of Revelation. God does not speak to people easily. You got to earn it. Dmitry earned it. Okay, so what did he say to Dmitry about America? So, long story short, he arrived in America in 1984. The angel came to him and he said, get beside me. And took his showed him all of California, Las Vegas, New York, and Florida. He said, you see what I've shown you? This is Sodom and Gomorrah. Their sins has reached the Holy One. And he says, he's going to punish them with fire. How? America's so powerful. He said, the fall of America will start, this is very important, the fall of America will start with an internal revolution. Started by the communists, some of the people will start fighting against the government. The government will be busy with internal problems. Then from the oceans, Russia, Cuba, Nicaragua, Central America, Mexico, and two of the countries I can't remember, will attack and defeat America in one day, in 1 hour, so great riches will come to naught. Then God will raise up China and Japan and many of the nations. They'll go against the Russians. They'll defeat the Russians. They'll back the Russians to the gates of Paris where they sign a peace treaty. Now, my opinion, that's the start of the tribulation. Then all of the nations under the leadership of the Russians go down to attack Israel. They can't count on the help of the Jews in America, so they cry for Messiah. Messiah returns on the clouds and defeats the armies of the earth. Now, so that you know, but I'm truly the angel of God, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you tomorrow. He said, tomorrow at 10 o'clock, someone's going to come and pay for your rent. The next, at 11 o'clock, I'm doing this from memory, 11 o'clock, someone's going to bring you a bed. And at 12 o'clock, they're going to bring you a car and a bucket of honey. He said, it happened exactly as the angel said. 10 o'clock, someone rang my doorbell, handed me a check for $500. God told me from another country you need money. handing him a check for $500. And then like 30 minutes later, whenever the time was, the next guy arrives and says, God told me from another country you need to bed, help me unload it. And then at noon, sure enough, someone rang his doorbell, handed him the keys to a car. God told me from another country you need a car. He went to the car, opened the door, sitting in the front seat, a bucket of honey. In other words, you can trust this one. Okay, so I met Dimitri, spent a couple of weeks with him several different times, went to his home, he came to my home several times. God arranged in his sovereign power to take a young man that was stupid in so many different ways, but introduced him to what was going to be one of the greatest prophets to walk the streets of America, and showed him what a real prophet is. And what he didn't know is he had hooked him up. He had married a prophet. So now let's go to the next phase of that. April 15th, 2002, my wife, Prophet Leslie Johnson, was given a dream. We call it Arafat in the Hospital. We published it in the Prophecy Club News Crusader magazine, read on radio, and it has 7 points to it. 6, Arafat would go into the hospital and die there. That's the first part of the prophecy. But the interesting part is, in 2002, Arafat wasn't even allowed outside of his compound, much less go to the hospital. So, to put that on radio and send that out to all of our best supporters, very risky. At the time, Arafat was not allowed outside of his compound yet. 2 years later, 11-11-04, 3:30 a.m., just as she was told, Arafat died in the hospital. Second part of the prophecy was Israel will give the Palestinians a state. I'll say that again. That's so important with what's happening right now. That could come to pass in the next few months. Israel will give the Palestinians a state. The Palestinian state will be a temporary measure to allow the Israelis time to strengthen the military. Then oil will be discovered in Israel. The oil will make the Jews willing to fight for the land. Then Israel and America will go against most of the rest of the Arab world. In my opinion, that's the start of World War III. But that's not the end of the story. Now, that was April 15th, 2002. Then, January 22 of 2006, he spoke to her again. Audible words. In the night, she heard, Israel refuses help to America. She said, then I began hearing the following headlines, newspaper headlines. In, this is not the order, she says. This is just the order I heard them. She says she heard, Israel refuses help to America. Then she heard, Omar ushers in Palestinian state. Catastrophe hits America. One of America's greatest times of need. Israel is attacked. America sends troops. Chaos reigns as Americans protest help to Israel. Then she heard my voice quoting Dimitri Dudem, and the fall of America would start with an internal revolution. Now, let's back up. See if we can understand what that's saying. That's real important. Matter of fact, that's probably the best picture we have of the future of America. If we want to understand when our nation falls, we want to understand just how close we are to that. That, in my 40-some-odd years in Bible prophecy, is the best information I've ever run across. So here it is. Now, this is the order I think that they will happen. I think the first one is going to say, Omar ushers in Palestinian state. All right. What's Omar? Well, let me make it very clear. We do not know. She just heard Omar ushers in Palestinian state. But we do have a guess. See, we've known this since 2006. And the best guess we've come up with is it's probably the counting of the Omar. And that's the 49 days between First Fruits and Pentecost. Well, this year, First Fruits is on April the 12th. And then Pentecost, if I remember correctly, is May 29th. 49 days from First Fruits to Pentecost. Now, hang on to that. That's real important. Counting of the Omer, O-M-E-R. Then, after Omer ushers in Palestinian state, catastrophe hits America. Don't know what that is, but the best guess is it's probably a massive earthquake. Then, of course, America cries for all the world to help us. The next headline is one of America's greatest times of need. Then, Israel is attacked. America sends troops. Probably because America has been devastated with an earthquake, so the nations around Israel see their opportunity to attack. Next headline, chaos reigns as Americans protest to help to Israel. Then she heard my voice, Floating America, or Floating Dimitri. The fall of America will start with an internal revolution. So why is this so important? I'll tell you why it's so important. You remember here it was a day before yesterday, President Trump at noon Eastern Time announced the deal of the century. He announced the President Trump Middle East Peace Initiative, his niche peace plan. And then he had Netanyahu get up and basically say, guys, this is great. This is what we need to do. Now, the interesting thing is that was started at noon and was over around 1 o'clock. About an hour later, at 2:10 p.m. Eastern Time, there was an earthquake that hit down between Jamaica and Cuba. Headline, large earthquake strikes the Caribbean, shaking felt in South Florida. Headline, powerful magnitude 7.7 earthquake strikes near Jamaica and Cuba, buildings shake in Miami. It goes on to say, large earthquake strikes the Caribbean, shaking felt in South Florida. Okay, so did you get that? My guess is most people listening didn't catch what just was said. So President Trump comes out and says, we're going to have this Middle East peace initiative. And it does split America. Now, hang on. We're going to make sense of this in just a second. Now, he had moved his residence from New York down to Florida. So about an hour or so later, some people say it was exactly 77 minutes later, though I'm not certain, there was a 7.7 earthquake that hit and shook his home. Oh, yeah, you got that? So if it was 77 minutes later, and maybe it was just a little over an hour later, but still the point is, he announces he's going to split Jerusalem, and God sends a shot across the bow. God sends a warning to President Trump by shaking his home. He's saying, Trump, better listen. You better listen. You better listen close. You split my nation, and I will split America. Now, let me talk briefly about that. February 2014, we have Prophet Ephraim Rodriguez in to make a DVD for Prophecy Club. It's available, prophecyclub.com. Watch instantly at watchprophecyclub.com. It's called Catastrophe, Meteor, Tsunami, and Earthquake. Ephraim Rodriguez is a prophet. He was shown this vision that a large meteor will hit Mona Island, which is a deserted island just west of Puerto Rico. And, of course, you've been hearing Puerto Rico has been having a lot of earthquakes lately. Just west of Puerto Rico, causing a tsunami 1,000-foot high at Puerto Rico. But it runs up the eastern seaboard of the United States, anywhere from 200 to 400-foot high, and when it hits the east coast of America, it goes inland from 20 to 100 miles inland, devastating the east coast. Are you listening? Oh, but that's not the end of the story. Where it hits is the story. You see, it hits an earthquake fault running up the Mississippi River Valley to the Great Lakes, splitting America, opening the Great Lakes all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico and much of the west coast from California all the way up into Alaska, break off like a saltine cracker, one prophet said, and fall into the ocean. Well, this guy coming in, I know the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let a thing be established. So if he's the only one that's saying this, go back to sleep. Forget it. But what I found, I had to make a DVD out of, that's also available, called Meteor, The Destruction of America. And I did that one. What I discovered is six people was shown visions or dreams about a meteor hitting near Puerto Rico, not China, not Mexico, specifically near Puerto Rico. Four people saw a tsunami hit the east coast of the United States. Six people saw America split into pieces. Three people saw large chunks of California fall into the ocean. And nine people saw America split because we split Israel. Now the count is up to 12 people. I have 12 people that have been shown that America will split Israel. And if she does, God is going to split America. Well, here we are. Trump is saying that this peace initiative is not going to divide Jerusalem. Well, wait a minute. Let me read for you exactly what he said. At 8:03 in his talk, This is one, at noon, start when it started, January 29, 2020. 803 in the talk said, under this vision, Jerusalem will remain Israel's undivided, very important, undivided capital. I heard it. A sentence later, he went on to say, the United States will recognize Israeli sovereignty over the territory that my vision provides to be part of the, listen to this, part of the state of Israel, very important, and crucially, the proposed transition to the two-state solution. Proposed transition to the two-state solution. When they say two-state solution, they're talking about splitting Israel. Well, he also put out a map, and you can download it. Oh, it's easy. Just Google Israeli peace plan map or Trump's peace plan. Just Google it. It's real easy. And it shows you the green areas on the map is where the Palestinians will live. And he openly said it doubles the land of the Palestinians. You know what that means? That's splitting Israel. In other words, brothers and sisters, Trump is trying to do good. And don't get me wrong, I love the guy. I think he's the best president in my lifetime. I plan to vote for him. I think he's great. But even great men make mistakes. And I wrote him two letters. Told him, don't do this. If you split Jerusalem, God is going to hit America. And it's the weakening of America with that tsunami that will allow and encourage the Russians to attack. In other words, we have to stay strong, just like he says. We got to stay strong. So, at noon, he starts his meeting. I'm going to split Israel, he says. And some people say it was about 1253. Someplace in there is when it was concluded. But if it was 77 minutes, or even if it was a little over an hour, it doesn't make any difference. A 7.7 earthquake shook Donald Trump's home. Yeah. Do you get that? That's real important. How are we doing on time?
Oh, yeah, actually, I was still listening. Stan, we got less than about a minute and a half before break, so we can hold it right there. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. It did shake his home. And, folks, this was an extreme warning to Donald Trump, because when the nation, when we split Israel, it'll be worse than what Katrina. And we saw what happened with Katrina when we gave Gaza away. So, yes, very devastating, Stan. Can you please tell them where to find the Prophecy Club and what they can find over there, and then we'll go to break, please.
First of all, let me say the first ministry you want to support is Pastor Dan's ministry. The next thing you need to do for yourself and for your family, you need to go to prophecyclub.com. I strongly recommend you get my two books, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy and Miss the Mark, Don't Take the Mark of the Beast. I second strongly recommend you go to watchprophecyclub.com. It's $20 a month, $200 a year. You can watch like 330 different DVDs in there. You wouldn't be able to watch all of them in 2 or 3 months. It's the best deal out there. And get yourself informed about what's coming. Now, I'll tell you one thing you want to do is you want to go there and Google and watch Dimitri Dudeman. You want to watch that. You want to look at his eyes, see a man that sat on the electric chair twice, and God sent him to America to give them warning. You want to get yourself informed? Like it or don't, we're all about to go into the tribulation. We're all about to see the beast face to face.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, folks, you can find him at prophecyhour. You can find him at prophecyclub.com, and we've got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Pruning for the harvest is a necessary thing to help us bear more fruit for all and to glorify the King. Jesus is the true vine, His Father holds the shoes. At times the pruning hurts so bad, and we have to shed some tears. The end time harvest ends, coming soon. Let's be thankful if we've been pruned. What it does is makes us strong and bear more fruit for Him. He does it 'cause He cares for us, and that's why He cuts the thin. When He's through, we may not see the good in what He's done. It may look bad, but we still know we're grafted in His Son. The end time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. But then we see our leaves shoot forth as the sun begins to shine. We know we'd surely wither if we weren't within the vine. Soon the fruit begins to grow more abundant than before. And as it's fit for others' use, we keep on bearing more. The end time harvest is coming soon. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. We must be thankful. We must be thankful if we've been pruned. We must be thankful if we've been pruned.
How many times have we heard it preached from Psalms 111 that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom? Many times from the pulpits of those who teach that the Old Testament scriptures relating to God's commandments do not really apply to believers. A complete examination of the psalm proves otherwise. It informs us that all His commandments are sure, that they stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness, and that God hath commanded His covenant forever. It was Jesus who wrote the Ten Commandments in stone, and who said that until heaven and earth pass away, not even the slightest thing would pass from the law. In fact, if any of those commandments could have been changed, He would not have had to die. Because they could not, He laid down His life to pay the death penalty required for our past transgressions, and sends us the Holy Spirit of promise, the earnest of our inheritance, so that we might have minds subject to the laws of God. In addition, Scripture reveals that the vast majority of times the term fear the Lord is used, it is directly associated with keeping His commandments and thereby doing His will. Yes, the fear of the Lord is truly the beginning of wisdom. But why is it that most who quote the Scripture stop in the middle of the verse? A full reading may provide the answer. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do His commandments. His praise endureth forever. I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Well, folks, we're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a really great show tonight, and I don't want to really get into the big commercial for the Mission Church. I just tell you what our biggest need is right now. Our ministry vehicle is down, and we really need $1,000 to replace it. It's really, really hard with just one vehicle because we live 60 miles away from the Mission Church, and it takes two vehicles, and we have only one. So pray about it. All donations, no matter what size, helps. And the Father notices all donations that come from where? Your heart, of course. If you don't wish to help with the floor, consider a donation for radio airtime. It keeps us on the air. So pray about it. You can donate online or mail a check or money order, where you can give a donation over the phone. You can find all the information at prophecyhour.com. And now we're back with Stan Johnson. You still with me, Stan?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm so glad to have you on. And this is so highly important. People just don't understand the concept of how important to the Father the land is. Back to you.
Okay, I'm going to switch directions, but it kind of is in the same genre to a degree. I'm talking about suitcase nukes. November 1998, Stanislav Lunez, the highest-ranking Russian military officer ever to defect from Russia, made a Prophecy Club DVD called Russian Defector Warns America. In this video, he stated that from 20 to 50 of the 250 lost by Russia suitcase nuclear bombs had actually been smuggled into the United States. He actually claimed that he was part of a team sent to America to find places to hide them. May 5th, 2003, Michael Boldea, grandson of Dmitry Dudeman, had a dream called Season of Sorrow. He was shown suitcase nukes going off in California, Illinois, Michigan, Arizona, Washington State, Florida, and New York. That's two voices. May 5th, same thing, May 5th, 2003. Let me read part of that dream. It had been 6 years since my grandfather had gone to be with the Lord. That night after prayer, I went to bed, and I dreamt I was on a very high ridge and a great valley spanning out beneath me. I was stunned to see my grandfather, Dmitry, standing next to me. He looked young and vibrant, hands in his pockets, smile on his face. Interesting times ahead, my boy. Interesting times ahead, he said. Now I'm going to skip part of it. I was sent to show you something. Look and see. He said, pointing down to the valley below. As I looked, I saw the outline of a map of America. Then the outlines of states began taking shape. As I continued to watch the map solidify, small lights, which we believe are suitcase nukes, begin to flicker on and off in some of the states. I recognize California, Illinois, Michigan, Arizona, Washington State, Florida, New York, among the states that lit up. The light was rhythmic, almost like a homing beacon, constant in its progression. I continued watching the lights going on and off, waiting for something else to happen, but nothing did. Finally, I said, I don't understand. He said, these are the places where those who were sent here long ago to bring fear and cause chaos have situated themselves. In other words, these are the place where they've hidden these suitcase nukes. They lie in waiting, planning and plotting destruction. They're as coiled serpents looking forward to the hour when they'll be loosed upon this nation. If God's children pray, once more he will delay the season of sorrow that's yet to come. Now, I don't have time to explain that, but he's actually already delayed it twice. We're in the middle of the second delay. And we pray that it will continue to delay more. Now, let's go on to the next one. October 15, 2004, once again, Michael Boldea. This is called The Eagle and Serpents. Now, this is the summarized version. I dreamt I was walking through a sparsely wooded forest, and suddenly my attention was drawn to a high eagle flying above the tree line. It was slowly descending toward the earth. Now, I'll tell you right now, the eagle represents America. The eagle landed in the clearing and began to look around. A man dressed in white, hands clasped in front of him, in other words, the angel, appeared beside me and said, be patient. In due time, you'll see the purpose. Skipping part of it. Suddenly, it seemed out of the nowhere. The brown snake lunged at the eagle, bit down on his left wing. The snake's strike was very quick and precise. Now, I'll tell you that represents 9/11. Now, I'm going to skip. Just as it seemed the eagle was winning the battle and the serpent retreating, the serpent appeared. Another serpent appeared, red and black diagonal stripes covering the body. Without hesitation, struck down on the eagle's right wing, biting down, refusing to release. Now, let me tell you that one probably, we believe, is the suitcase nukes. He said the second bite was much worse than the first. For an instant, the eagle was stunned. Then another serpent, a third serpent, much larger than the previous two, made of many colors, meaning many nations. This is the Russians attacking. slithered toward the eagle, opened its jaws, lunged, taking the whole of the head's eagle's head in its mouth before biting down. Now I'm skipping again. The angel said the true tragedy is that any moment America could have sought the safety of above. It could have soared towards the heavens and would have found its protection. Then he went on to say, this has been revealed to you so that you may know that the first bite has been, meaning 9/11. The second is yet to come, and it will be much worse than the first. And the third will be America's destruction. Hang on, there is more. January 9, 2005, I asked the Lord to show me what is the next 9/11 attack. And I was just shown that it would be a series of nuclear bombs, suitcase bombs. And the installation was very technical, very sophisticated, to cause suitcase nuclear explosions all across America. They were placed and controlled by international bankers and would detonate these sophisticated bombs in several cities, here it is, with one hitting a regional bank, destroying the records and backups. The destruction of records of thousands of banks would put billions of dollars into the hands of the international bankers while throwing the U.S. economy into a free fall. Then 2005, former Congressman Kurt Weldon, Vice Chairman of the House Armed Services Committee, uncovered a plot to set explosions in 10 cities. He couldn't get the authorities to act, so he published the information in a book entitled Countdown to Terror. I have the book. He said the 10 cities were Valdez, Alaska, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Boston, New York City, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Chicago, Miami, and Houston. February 2013, we had Doug Metzger in. He was shown a vision. He made a Prophecy Club DVD called Will You Survive America's Fall, also available at prophecyclub.com, in which he reports he was shown a vision of suitcase nukes hitting Los Angeles, New York City, Las Vegas, Washington, D.C., Chicago, San Francisco, Houston, Seattle, Orlando, Dallas, Atlanta, and Denver. Augusto Perez says, I was watching TV when all of a sudden I started to see the television screen. I saw very large explosions taking place in major cities all across the United States. They appear to be very large, but we believe they're suitcase nukes. Now, remember, Iran has openly stated several times that if either the U.S. or Israel attacks Tehran, nuclear detonations will take place on American soil. Notice it didn't say anything about missiles. In other words, I think they know. They know that out of these 250 suitcase nukes, which, by the way, were hitting around in apparently many nations, it's just that America got 20 to 50 of them. But the point is, how do they know that? We also know that Russia has stated that if Israel or the United States attacks Tehran, Russia will react as if it was an attack on Moscow. We also had Shane Warren in, which I don't have time to tell all of his information. And he said that there is a 400-year judgment cycle and America's judgment arrives in 2020. He didn't say the following year. He said America's judgment arrives in 2020. Then Gabriel told Terry Bennett, quote, you will see 666 in your lifetime. You will see the number of man demonically controlled in economics. Now, let's go to something more modern. August the 8th, 2015, Saturday night, Lord, what do you want to say tomorrow morning for the sermon? Because I don't have anything to say. And I heard an audible voice. And it said, this is the time of miracles. Then he downloaded some heart. As the miracles hit, so will my judgment. These are going to be miracles like no one has seen. Going all the way back to Adam and Eve, no one has seen the kind of miracles that I'm about to bring forth. We thought they would be double portion miracles, but now I have in the mouth of two or three witnesses that says, no, no, no. They're going to be sevenfold miracles. Now hang on to that. I don't know if you know it, but November 3rd of 2017, a man by the name of John Huber was hired to be a prosecutor hired out of Utah, and he recruited 470 dogged investigators, and they began investigating all of this corruption. I don't know if I can find it, but I'd sure like to. I'll scroll down here and see if I can find this real quick. But President Trump said, I caught the swamp. I caught them all. I did everybody a big favor. I caught all the swamp. What's he talking about? He's talking about what happened. Because 3 days after John Huber was recruited, sealed indictments began getting filed. with 470 Doggett investigators, a lot of them. So much so that at last count, the count is up to 144,844 sealed indictments. Now, it's true that sometimes one sealed indictment can arrest 9 or 10 people. And it's also true that sometimes 9 or 10 indictments just arrests one person. So we don't know how many people that's going to be. But we were told in the dream that I had that it was international bankers that have the control over the trigger for these suitcase nukes bombs. So it's too technical. I'm not prepared to all talk about it. I have videos on this, which, by the way, you should go and download our new app. It's for free. Go to the App Store and just type in Prophecy Club. Download it, and you can see our videos and our DVDs. There are on YouTube. It's really, really neat. Go check it out. It doesn't cost you a thing. Anyway, these suitcase nukes may be in retaliation for what's about to happen. My guess is that probably after the Senate trial concludes, that probably President Trump will authorize the arrests of these 144,000 sealed indictments. Now, we don't know how many people that is, but a reasonable guess is probably over 100,000. So I got a question for you. Since President Trump, and all of this is by executive order and all of this is all legal, again, I've got videos on YouTube that'll explain all this to you, but the plan is to begin to arrest these people, 100,000. Many of them, not all of them, but many of them are going to be celebrities, Hollywood heroes. Maybe some of them will be like the sports heroes, but probably the most of them are going to be international bankers. I got a question for you. What do you suppose will happen when 100,000 some odd international bankers, these are the people that are Khazarian mafia, the deep state, whatever you want to call them. These are the people that have owned and controlled our finances for 300 years. And Trump caught them. What are you going to suspect that they would do? My guess is they'll set off the suitcase nukes. What's that going to cause? That's going to cause chaos in America like we've never seen. That's going to cause judgment to hit. Tuesday, 1/28 of 2020, when Trump released his Middle East peace plan, I believe it is the splitting of America, and I think that in 2020, we have a high probability that when that peace plan is accepted by both sides, and if it is accepted between April the 12th and May the 29th, the 49 days of the counting of the Omer, we could very easily see the headline that says, Omer ushers in Palestinian state. We split America, and I've got 12 voices that say God will split, we split Israel, and 12 voices say God is going to split America. Now, it looks like I have time to do this, so I'll jump to it. July 10, 2012, we had Pastor Shane Warren in to make a DVD called Revival Judgment or something like that. Go to watchprophecyclub.com, type in Shane Warren, and you can find it. Anyway, he said he saw a vision, and he said he saw a hurricane spreading across America, and what it was, he said he saw dollars, worthless as leaves, blowing in the wind. That's the first thing. I've got to skinny this down here for time. The next thing is he said he saw an earthquake hit the New Madrid Fault. You got that? So when there's a financial crisis that's also associated with, and he said he heard an audible voice speak from behind him and say, they divided my land, now I will divide their land. The third part of the vision is he saw India, Syria, Indonesia, Turkey, Iran, Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, Egypt, China, and Russia all began to go around the dollar selling and trading oil for gold. Well, we have seen the North Korea and also Iran have had these massive sanctions put on them by Donald Trump, and it's basically shut down the country. So either the country has to bend the knee to Donald Trump, shut down, or they've got to go around the dollar. And that's what the prophecy says. And consequently, it begins to flush the market for dollars, drive the value of the dollar down. Again, the dollar would be blowing in the wind, worthless as leaves. December 21, 2019, headline, Muslim nations consider gold barter trade to beat sanctions. There it is. Then the next part he saw is the devaluing of our dollar caused major rioting in the streets. He saw people holding up signs saying, give us entitlements. Give us our entitlements. Here's the good news. At the same time, I saw the church arise with healing in the wings, meaning as the jasmine hits, so will my miracles. With healing in the wings for this moment, I saw God prospering and greatly many people, acquiring things in a great transfer of wealth, coming to the hands of believers. Churches became cities of refuge. Notice it does not command anyone to run up to the hills. It says churches became cities of refuge. The body of Christ stood up like a mighty sleeping giant in the earth and began to minister. People were coming to them. Signs and wonders and miracles were pouring out all over America. I saw America being shaken as the worldly could no longer go to the government for help. They had to go to the church for help. Entire cities became cities of refuge. There was life, listen carefully, there was life, safety, peace, and the presence of God in the cities. People were running to the cities. Revival had arrived. It was a two-sided coin. As judgment hit, so did God's miracle revivals. As great inflation caused an economic storm, great revival arrived. And that's, by the way, the reason we are having our sevenfold miracle crusade, and that's going to be April 8 through 12. You can find out more about it at sevenfoldmiraclecrusades.com. See, Pastor Dan met me many years ago when I was doing meetings. But meetings, in terms of having a guest speaker, I've discovered that's not really my call. I've also discovered pastoring a church, that's not really my call. And by the way, doing a radio program is not my call. What I'm really called to do is miracle crusades, sevenfold miracle crusades. Now, we believe, God has shown me a dream and a vision, that we're going to be doing these miracle crusades in sports stadiums. I'll tell you about that if we have time. But anyway, and in preparation for that, this particular crusade, we're going to have April 8 through 12. We're observing Passover, unleavened bread, and first fruits. Here's what we're going to do. We're asking everybody that comes to fast 3 days and break their fast with us. In other words, Sunday night at 8 o'clock, we're asking them to start their 3-day consecutive fast. Then we all break it at 8 o'clock on Wednesday evening, which just, by the way, happens to be the same days of the week it was when Jesus was actually crucified. But anyway, on Wednesday evening at Passover, we all break our fast together. And then we go through, Leslie's going to teach us through her school of the prophets, and she's going to lay hands on people, anoint people with oil, and pray that God would give them a prophet's anointing. Why? Why? Because if you're going to walk in sevenfold miracles, you're going to have to hear the voice of God. See, God has called me to raise up an end-time army of prophecy teachers working miracles. Let me say it again. God has called me to raise up an end-time army of prophecy teachers working miracles. Well, you don't just walk out and do that. You got to have some training. You got to have some anointing. You got to have a prophet lay hands on you and pray that you will get a prophetic anointing so you can hear the voice of God to know what to do, who to lay hands on, when to walk away. Okay? And next thing I'm going to do is lay hands on everyone, anoint them with 4 milliliters of oil. That's about the size of your little finger from the second knuckle out, and pour it on top of the head, and we lay hands on, and we pray that they receive the spirit of revelation. That's the same spirit I received when I memorized the book of Revelation, and I tell you, the people that I lay hands on and do that to feel an immediate anointing. Many of the people say, I've never felt anointing. I never felt anointing in my life till you lay hands on me. Now I feel the anointing. Now I hear it. I feel the anointing all the time. And why? Because, again, at this crusade, we're going to be teaching you through my book, Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy, so you can teach prophecy. What are you talking about? All right, so here's the story. About 3 years ago, I again began to memorize the book of Revelation. And I didn't think anything special was going to happen, just a project. But what happened was I started getting revelations. I mean, just wisdom. Just dumped right into my head. And I began to understand prophecy like I'd never understood it before. I had 30 revelations and 2 visions and 1 audible voice, which I put into a book. What happened was he showed me a single word in the feasts links to a single word in Revelation. Now, I'll tell you that single word. You'll never figure it out. If you can get the book, got to get the book. And that single word is first fruits. And he showed me that the feasts, I'm talking about the 7 feasts, 7 basic feasts. The 7 basic feasts are a pattern of the last 7 months just before Jesus returns. And what this book is going to show you is that Jesus, and I'm about to blow your mind because I'm about to say something you never heard. Jesus returns two more times. Get the book. Got scriptures for it. I'll explain it. Two more times. The next time he returns on first fruits with 144,000 one-year-old Jewish males, boys. And for about 50 days he walks around all over Jerusalem. Then upon Pentecost, those that are ready are resurrected up to the marriage supper of the Lamb. But the marriage supper of the Lamb is not about us. It is about the groom, about Jesus. Jesus at the marriage supper of the Lamb, this is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such second death hath no power. We only get a wedding garment and a white horse 4 months later to return on. Jesus, however, changes from being the Lamb of God to the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Changes from being the Prince of the kings of the earth to becoming the King of kings and Lord of lords. That's what Daniel 7 is talking about when it says, and they brought him near before him, and they gave him a kingdom and glory and dominion. That's the marriage supper of the Lamb. Those that are ready get to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Then about 4 months later, on trumpets, we return with Jesus. He returns. He is the bright morning star, and the breath of his mouth is a light sword referred to as the morning star. He returns to burn up the tares in a moment in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. In the evening they are, Isaiah 17:14 says, in the evening or evening tide they are, in the morning they are not. So the first thing he does is burn up all the tares. Matthew 13:30, gather you first the tares, bind them into bundles, cast them into the fire. The fire is the morning star, the light sword. Then, after the burning of the tares, gather my wheat into the barn. After the burning of the tares, that's when he hands out crowns, mantles, all of the blessings, all of the rewards are all handed out there. Then, 10 days later, it's atonement. That's the great white throne. No living person reports to the great white throne. Jesus is the judge there also. That's the reason it says, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open. And another book is open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things written in the books. And sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to his work. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, which is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Then, 5 days later, now it's tabernacles. I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and God shall be with them and be their God, and God shall be with them and be his people, and they shall be him, and he shall be their God. I didn't quote that right, but that's the point. All of that is outlined in the secret door to understand Bible prophecies. One prophetic word said this, there is a lock that I have put over a word in the book of Revelation that I'm going to open to you, and it will make many books written on the end times obsolete books. That's this book. It's called The Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. It's 1 for $20, but don't do that. 5 for $30, 10 for $55. Why do I practically give you extra copies? Because I want you to give them away to your friends. It's not about making money. Look, brothers and sisters, here's the truth. I'm running out of time. Here's the truth. Okay, well, truth is, America's about to fall. Truth is, the end times are here. America's about to fall. The tribulation's about to hit. The beast is about to arrive. You got to get ready. You got to get ready. You go to prophecyclub.com. Also, get my brand new book just arrived today, Miss the Mark. Miss the Mark and Secret Door to Understand Bible Prophecy. Get both of them and then go to Sevenfold Miracle Crusades. Get signed up for the crusade. So, back to you. You are cutting out really bad. I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, go
okay,
ahead.
I turned it down a little bit because I was listening to you as normal. But Yeah, amen. I want you to come back and talk about that new book, but I was telling the folks that that anointing that I received from you at that prophet's conference,
that's right,
that one time really changed everything in the way I ministered.
Yep,
so,
yep. Matter of fact, let me say, what I learned with that, see, because before I just used to, like, put a little daub on their forehead. But the Lord spoke to my heart and said, no, pour the whole, I think it was like a quart, I poured the whole quart of olive oil on him. And we saw a major change come over. That's when I learned, you know, if you're going to anoint somebody, you don't just daub their little forehead. So at the crusade, we put 4 milliliters of oil. That way it's enough where, yeah, it runs all over your head. It covers your head. But it's not enough to where it's ruining your clothes and dripping all over. It's 4 milliliters. Again, about the size of your little finger from the second knuckle towards your fingernail. Not much, but I see a real change, a real anointing come on people when we anoint them that way. That's the reason you want to be at this sevenfold miracle crusade.
Okay, Stan, I really got to go.
Okay.
Well, you can find him at prophecyclub.com. We got to go. Thanks for being on with me. Be blessed, brother. Folks, we really must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sin. He rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And only through him is the way to the Father. Pray about supporting the Mission Church. We really need your help. Lord our God, Father, King of the Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that the Father blesses and keeps you, and his face shines upon you, and he's gracious to you, and he gives you peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.